This is Made in Montana News on the Treasure State Radio Network. I'm Jay Scott. Smoke from Canadian wildfires has prompted health warnings across the Midwest for the second straight year. Fires raging in British Columbia and Alberta have produced haze over parts of Montana, the Dakotas, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. The Minnesota Pollution Control Agency issued its first air quality alert of the season for the entire state on Sunday. The agency said pollution levels will be unhealthy for everyone. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources issued advisories for multiple counties across that state's northern two-thirds on Sunday. Left the skies over Michigan's Upper Peninsula hazy on Monday. Some people reported smelling the aroma of smoke. That's according to Joe Phillips, a National Weather Service meteorologist in Marquette, Michigan. The chances of more wildfires igniting this summer appear to be high. U.S. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy announced Monday that the Postal Service will pause a plan to consolidate facilities across the country, including a plan to move the Missoula Processing and Delivery Center operations to Spokane. In a letter to the U.S. Senate, DeJoy said the consolidation of processing facility operations would be paused until at least January of 2025. The move comes in the wake of fierce opposition to the plan from many U.S. senators, including both Senators John Tester and Steve Daines. Earlier this month, the Postal Service announced it would move all of its processing centers from the Missoula Processing and Delivery Center to Spokane. That would have meant that mail sent from Missoula to Missoula would have had to go 400 miles to Spokane and then back. The local union representing the U.S. Postal Service had been strongly opposed to the move. Tester hailed Monday's announcement as a win for Montana. Quote, "Montanans sent me to the Senate to defend rural America and make sure our state doesn't get left behind. And that's exactly why I told Postmaster DeJoy that plans to move Missoula's outgoing mail processing out of state were a complete non-starter." Tester continued, "I'm proud to have put a stop to this consolidation plan that would have left Montanans with less reliable mail service and jeopardized the delivery of everything from hard-earned paychecks to life-saving medications. I'll continue to push for a permanent fix like my Parcel Act to make sure the USPS won't be able to ever strip rural America of reliable service without public approval and legitimate justification," end quote. Last week, Tester introduced the Parcel Act, which would have prohibited consolidation of mail processing nationwide. Citing Medicaid redetermination and the challenges of reimbursement, Riverstone Health, the community health arm of Montana's largest county, has announced it is cutting 29 staff positions in the next month. In a press release, Riverstone Health said it had been taking steps to reduce its budget, but the loss of more than $3 million in Medicaid has led to reductions that will be finalized mid-June, before the end of the organization's fiscal year. In total, the healthcare organization said it had cut nearly 9% of its workforce across the organization, including employees who were let go after some programs closed. Quote, "Several senior leadership positions and managerial roles were also consolidated or eliminated because of these challenges," according to the press release. Rising costs, lower than expected patient volumes for primary care service, and stagnant reimbursement rates have been exacerbated by the Medicaid redetermination process that began in April of 2023. Riverstone said employees would receive a support package that would include 30 days of notice access to assistance and support services, and would be able to apply for any internal vacancies. The losses, particularly in Montana, have been higher than normal. While 10 million people nationwide have lost Medicaid coverage since unwinding a process in which states verified which patients qualified for Medicaid after a freeze on disenrollments during the pandemic, Montana has had the highest percentage of children disenrolled from April through December of 2023. That's according to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid. Riverstone Health has around 14,000 patients, a mix of Medicare, Medicaid, self-pay, and private pay insurance. About 1,600 patients have lost coverage, and 50 million uncompensated care bill at 6% of Riverstone's budget. Montanans this week rejected half of the school levies tracked by the state's largest union, including all five requests in Helena, even as larger districts face multi-million dollar shortfalls. The outcome leaves some students and teachers in the state in the lurch, raising questions of a future sales tax and spotlights concern about property taxes and school funding formulas. And Jesse Benyon, a political analyst at Montana State University, says public safety levies are up next. Quote, there's more coming on people's primary ballots. These were just the school levies, Bannon says. Inflation has left public schools in Montana short by $141 million. That's 10% of their general fund budgets, according to the Montana School Board Association. Benyon said she believes legislators understand that a fix is needed, but the solution will depend on who gets elected to the Montana legislature and how much change lawmakers want to make. Absolutely, the state legislature has to figure this out, said Benyon, who's also a faculty member of political science and liberal studies. It's become not only a political liability, it's just unworkable. Missoula said no to a high school safety levy, but approved a couple of elementary levies and a high school general levy. Bozeman said yes to high school and elementary levies. Belgrade said no. Colstrip said yes to both elementary and high school levies. In Billings, however, elementary and high school levies failed, and voters rejected all of the levies in Helena. Amanda Curtis, president of the Montana Federation of Public Employees, said the results for schools look different than they have in the past, despite polling that she says shows Montanans continue to support public schools. In Montana, a recent poll by Middle Forks Strategies found that 60% of Montanans believe the state's public schools are inadequately funded. Quote, we know that Montanans love and cherish their local schools, and we know that Montanans trust their teachers, Curtis said. And she added, and we know the only circumstance in which they see such a massive failure would be if folks honestly couldn't afford it. She said the reason Montanans can't afford it is a failure that falls on the state, but the result hurts students. When schools cut back, kids lose. Curtis said the state had created a gap in funding by capping inflation at 3%, so school districts have shortfalls. At the same time, she said, it has given tax breaks to utilities, telecommunications, and hard rock mines, and in a seismic shift, as she put it, placed that exact burden on residents who are now reluctant to pay more. The Department of Agriculture has confirmed that H5N1 bird flu virus has infected dairy cows around the country. Tests have detected the virus among cattle in 9 states, mainly in Texas and New Mexico, but most recently in Colorado. That's according to Nirav Shah, the principal deputy director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. A group of other animals has been infected by H5N1, and at least one person has gotten the disease. But what scientists fear most is if the virus were to spread efficiently from person to person. That hasn't happened, and it might not. Shaw told the CDC that the H5N1 outbreak is a low risk for the general public at this time. More than half the people infected by older strains of the H5N1 bird flu virus from 2003 to 2016 died. Even if the death rates turn out to be less severe for the current strain, repercussions could involve loads of sick people and hospitals too overwhelmed to handle other medical emergencies. Cow's milk, as well as powdered milk and infant formula sold in stores, is considered safe because the law requires all milk sold commercially to be pasteurized. The process of heating the milk to high temperatures kills bacteria, viruses, and other organisms. Tests have confirmed fragments of H5N1 virus in milk from grocery stores, but confirm that the virus bits are dead and therefore harmless. Unpasteurized raw milk, however, has been shown to contain living H5N1 viruses, which is why the FDA and other health authorities strongly advise people not to drink them. The latest report from the Federal Trade Commission says, despite an easing of pandemic-related supply chain and economic stressors, major grocery stores across the country are still overcharging people for groceries, including Montana. Farm Action Executive Director Angela Huffman says three of the country's largest food suppliers did not reduce their profit margins when COVID-19 supply chain issues eased. That would have made groceries cheaper. That's Kroger, Walmart, and Amazon, said Huffman. They took advantage of the COVID-19 pandemic to reap excessive profits and gain more market power. The FTC report shows the average large retailer's revenue were 6% higher than their total costs in 2021 and jumped 7% even after the pandemic supply chain disruptions eased. Montanans spend an average of $240 a week on groceries. That's 40th largest in the nation, but the price is well above profits in Montana as well. Six of nine Native American tribes in South Dakota have now voted to ban Governor Kristi Noem from their lands. The Yankton Sioux Tribe Business and Claims Committee voted unanimously on Friday to ban the governor, citing her comments about drug cartels, Native American children, and what tribal council members characterized as performance rather than substantive efforts to engage tribal leaders. Noem has written a new book, No Going Back, in which she sparked a national controversy by revealing she had fatally shot a dog and a goat. Noem also faced criticism for claiming in the book that she had met North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un, a claim she and the book's publisher ultimately retracted. If you need to hear this report again, please check our Treasure State Radio or KGRTDB webpages. Made in Montana News is podcast worldwide, with listeners in 53 states and Canadian provinces, three Native American nations, and 33 countries on six continents. We also post expanded versions of our stories on Facebook. Made in Montana News is heard on the Treasure State Radio Network, including KMEH, 100.1 FM in Helena, Elkhorn Mountains Radio in Jefferson County, Homegrown Radio in Bozeman, King West Radio in Billings, Rescast Radio on the Fort Peck Reservation, PIVA Radio of the Northern Cheyenne Tribe, and Crow Res Radio of the Crow Nation. That's Made in Montana News. I'm Jay Scott. This is the Treasure State Radio Network.